Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Pope Francis prayed the Angelus this Sunday with pilgrims and tourists gathered in a sun-drenched St. Peter's Square. He used his words to the crowd ahead of the traditional noonday prayer of Marian devotion to reflect on the different ways in which Christians of every age, state, and calling in the Church can respond to the common baptismal vocation to be missionaries, ambassadors of Christ in daily life to people near and far.
Con quale spirito il discepolo di Gesù dovrà svolgere questa missione?
What is the spirit with which the disciple of Jesus will carry out this mission? Pope Francis asked. First of all, he responded, the Christian must always be aware of the difficult and sometimes hostile reality that awaits him. Jesus minces no words on that, he said. In fact, Jesus says, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Hostility, continued the Holy Father, is always at the beginning of the persecution of Christians, because Jesus knows that the mission is opposed by the work of the evil one. Thus, the worker of the gospel will strive to be free from human influences of every kind, carrying neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, as recommended by Jesus himself, relying solely on the power of the cross of Christ. Pope Francis went on to say, this means giving up all personal reason to boast, putting off every temptation to careerism or hunger for power. It means being humble instruments of the salvation worked by Jesus' own sacrifice.
Quando noi facciamo questo, il cuore si riempie di gioia.
When we do this, said Pope Francis, departing from his prepared remarks, our heart is filled with joy. This expression makes me think about how much the Church rejoices, he continued, rejoices when her children receive the good news by way of the dedication of so many men and women who daily proclaim the gospel. Priests, those good pastors that we all know. Nuns, consecrated persons, missionary men and women. And I wonder, how many of you young people hear the invitation? How many young people who are now present in the square hear and heed the Lord's call to follow him? Be not afraid, he said. Be brave, and bring to others this torch of apostolic zeal that has been left by so many exemplary disciples.
Non abbiate paura, siate coraggiosi, e portate agli altri questa fiaccola dello zelo apostolico.